the church less.
Yeah.
You're living in a time when you need it more and more and more. And God knows we need him this morning. I'm praying for the Lord just do something special here today. Amen. So we're going to have a meeting tonight. As soon as service is over, tonight, be ready. And we're going to have a meeting with all the Alabama folks going to winter camp.
Kneel in the darkness, in the middle of the night. I'm praying for assurance, everything's gonna be alright. Lord, I see another battle out in front of me. I'm afraid I won't be able, no, go down. He said,
do you remember where I brought you from? Just taking a look behind you at just how far you've come.
And every time you asked me, didn't I deliver you?
So why would you be thinking that I wouldn't see through? Didn't I walk on the water? Didn't I calm the raging sea? I spoke to the wind, because then I gave you peace. Didn't I run to your rescue? Didn't I hear you when you called? I walked right beside you, just so you wouldn't fall. Didn't I leave all of heaven just to die for your sin? I searched until I found you.
You need help from the Lord this morning, be a good time to get help. Last Sunday of the year, start the new year off right. Let God help you this morning, friend. It's a rough world out there. It'll chew you up. Leave you on the side of the road, please. Let's obey God. Go ahead, sister. Help man, come on this morning. Get help from the Lord.
Now she's talking to her father.
Come on this morning. Get some help from Jesus. The Lord will help you this morning if you'll come to him. Amen.
Will you come and do
it? Amen. Hallelujah.
6 days she thinks that long. She hears a voice just feeling love. Says I've moved like that before. I'll do this little thing for you.
On the raging sea, I spoke to the wind.
Come on, friend, come on.
Come on.
Come on, come on.
Didn't I run to your rescue?
Yes,
didn't I hear you when you called?
That's right, come on.
I walked right
God
beside
damn good
you.
That's
so
right. Hallelujah.
You I searched until I found you.
You do it all again.
And I do it all again.
Amen.
Didn't I leave all of heaven?
Sure it is.
Just to die for your sin.
Amen.
I searched until I found you. And I do it all again.
Thank God. Amen. Thank God. I'm still praying. You pray as long as you need to. Amen. I tell you what, stay in the altar. Stay with God. That's the best way to live your life. Stay with God. The world is crazy, buddy. It's going the wrong way. There's two paths you can go down. You can get sucked in the way of the world, or you can follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And, buddy, we're fixing to find out real soon who's right and who's wrong. Amen. I don't know about you, but in 2014, I plan on sticking with the old book and what we believed in all these years. I know it's rough. I know the winds of hell are blowing against us, but I tell you, the old book's still true. God's still on the throne. Jesus is still coming, and the Christian life is still the best way to live. Not some New Age karma, Buddha, something or another. I witnessed this girl the other day. She's about 17 years old, and she was checking me out at the store. And I asked her, I tell she wasn't from around here, and I talked to her, and I said, "Are you a Christian?" She said, "I have karma." And I thought, that's pitiful. And she said, "I have karma." She said, "I've been studying Zen Buddhism." And you know what? These poor, dumb kids think that because something's from the Far East, it's better than Jesus. And all it is a false religion that their forefathers were deceived into by the devil. Yes. Buddha is a liar and a hypocrite. Amen. Amen? You say, "Well, how can you talk that way about somebody's other religion?" Because Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." So either Jesus was lying or Buddha. Take your pick. Either Jesus was lying or Allah and Muhammad. Take your pick. And it cannot be both telling the truth. You know what you call what I just said? Inflammatory remarks. But brother, there's no way in the world you can preach the Bible. There's no way in the world you can preach the Bible without going against the way of this world. Impossible. And I've made up my mind to that a long time ago. It may get us killed before it's over with, but if it does, it does. We'll wind up in a lot better place than this. Amen? I'm glad I'm saved this morning. How about you? God has brought us through, if we make it two more days, another year. Let's turn the Bible to Philippians chapter 3 this morning. I want to say a few things about it today. Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 13. Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 13. The Bible said, the Apostle Paul writing to the church at Philippi, and he said this. This is Philippians 3:13. Philippians, somebody heard one fellow call it. Brethren, verse 13, I count not myself to have apprehended. In other words, I ain't there yet. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before the new year, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I want to preach for a little while this morning on the subject, 2013 is gone. 48 hours, a little more from now, 50-something hours, 60, this year will be over. Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, 12 a.m., if Jesus don't come, there will kick in a brand new year. Somebody put it like this. We are standing on the threshold. We are in the open door. We're treading on a borderline we've never trod before. A new year is opening and another year is gone. We've passed the darkness of the night. We're in the early morn. We've left the fields behind us over which we've scattered seed. We've passed into the future that none of us can read. Then hasten to fresh labor, to thresh and reap and sow, and bid the new year welcome, and let the old year go. I, for one, I'm glad to see this year in. This year has been a rough year for me particularly. Very rough. God's been good to us, and I'll talk about that this morning. But I'd say that 2013 has been the hardest year for me personally that I've had since our church began. Been a very, very tough year. It's been a fight and a battle. Our church has battled. Our church has fought battles. Here we are at the end of it looking back. Sometimes it's good to look back because we have a tendency to remember only the bad stuff that happens. It does good sometimes to remember the good things. There's no way we can forget the good or the bad, but we can let it go. Let it go. Let it go and start the new year. Paul said, forgetting those things which are past, I am looking forward to the future. I press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. I heard the other day on the news, this has been, did you know 2013 has been the wettest year on record for our part of the country, ever. It's never rained more ever in history since they started keeping records around here than it has this year. I've heard that on TV and I thought, that is so, so clouds, glary, gloomy, ugly, nasty weather, never before. That so fits this year, don't it? But I tell you one thing, God sent it and God allowed it and God now has brought us through. I want to say about some things that are gone, that are gone. First, I want to say our battles are gone. We've fought them. We've fought them. They're over. We've fought some hard ones. As I do every year, I went back over my calendar. I go back over my calendar. I look at that and I write stuff down. I don't keep a diary, but I make marks on my calendar and I know where I was at, what I was doing about this whole year. And I keep records of places I go and things I do. And at the end of the year, I look back. I look back and I saw our youth rally. And I begin to think back about how tough. I don't believe I have ever fought a harder battle for a youth rally than I did this one this year. Remember that? Remember it rained, absolutely rained, monsoon pouring, and it was terrible. The few weeks before the youth rally, the devil hit with all his power trying to stop those kids from being saved. He attacked me. He attacked you. Let your mind go back and remember before the youth rally. Remember we had that all-night prayer meeting up here in the early April. And good night. It seemed like demons were working and the big day finally came. It rained. They said 100% chance of rain. And they had the fairground double booked. You remember that, Brother Jason? Oh, Lord have mercy. That was a nightmare. Poor Sister Lorraine, I'm not going to tell you. She got locked up and we bailed her out because we had to have her to do the food. But we all, Lord, it was a fight, wasn't it? It was absolutely a fight. I mean, and I know that there were people saying, I'm never doing this again. I even thought it. And I'm the youth rally man. I even thought, I ain't doing this. Now, it crossed my mind. And it's bad. When Brother Danny says, I ain't going to have another youth rally, things are bad. We fought it. It poured the rain. There was nowhere to park. People had to walk in the rain. Kids slapped. Oh, my goodness. And you know what? That whole youth rally, it felt like I was in a briar patch in Vietnam, just jerking her, and I was fighting with all my might. And somehow, there was strength come from somewhere else. And when I got through, I was bleeding all over spiritually, and there had been 52 kids saved, and I got reports from that church that said this helped us more than anything ever. Now, that's the battle, some of the battle that we fought this past year. And that's only one of them. There's hundreds that I could talk about this morning. I talked about our buses. We fought the battle with our buses this year. It's a battle. A lot of folks don't realize it. I had a lady tell me one night, she said, Brother Danny, I just want to go to a church where there's just not a fight all the time. And I said, I can tell you a bunch of them. I can tell you a bunch where the preacher don't believe the Bible and it never says anything controversial and everybody there is the same age and drives the same kind of car and live in the same neighborhood and put their money in, they have no bills. There you go. You want to go to a church where there's no fighting? There's where you go. But I'm going to tell you, the Church of Jesus Christ has always been from day one involved in battles. We are soldiers. The Bible don't call us soldiers for no reason at all. We are soldiers in the Lord's army. Every once in a while I get a text or a message from Eugene and Curly and them up in New York City. And I can hear his voice coming through his text. He'll say, Brother Danny, you fight on. You're a warrior. You're a warrior. That's what he calls me, a warrior. And that helps me. That helps me. And by God's grace, I want to take my sword and a warrior for God in 2014. I want to be a warrior. I want to be a warrior. I don't want to lay the sword down. I don't want to quit. The battle is raging this morning. But thank God, I'm going to tell you this morning, the same God that brought us through 2013, by His grace, will take us into and beyond and through 2014. If it's His grace to leave us here. I remember fighting all those battles with our buses. There was a morning when we planned the big day back in the fall. Biggest day of the year. 3 out of 5 buses were tore up. And then that week, a few days before us, somebody came in the parking lot, stole all the bus batteries out of the buses. Don't get no ideas, you crooks. We'll have a video camera on you, put you in jail. But anyway, listen, you know what? Somebody, I mean, and I'm not even telling y'all the really bad stuff. Every bus family that we have got hit in some way or another. Every bus driver got hit in some way or another. Every bus worker, I can tell you stories of bus workers where the devil attacked them and attacked them. You know why? We're in a battle. We're in a battle. We're in a battle. We are in a battle. We are in a battle. It's a fight. It's a fight. The devil hates those bus kids. I told you before, I've been down there before on Brother Mike's route. There's a place he goes down in there where these apartments go all the way around. It's almost like you're in your own little neighborhood, like the hood. And you go, there's apartments all the way around. And when you go down in there, you can feel, you can feel the spirit of a wrong spirit. And there's hundreds of people live in that apartment complex. And here we were out, we're going that's this door to door, knocking on all them doors, trying to get those kids to come to church. And about that time, there's a big old car pulled down in there. Had big rims on it, about that big around. It's an old car, but it's trying to fix up new. And some thugs sitting in there laid back like that. And the window goes down. And I looked and I saw somebody run out and bend over the window for a minute. And run back in. And then I saw somebody else run out and bend over the window for a minute. And look at it. And you know what? The Lord spoke to me and He said, you know what? The devil has his workers out here. The devil has his evangelists out here. The devil has his soul winners. Them guys is out there taking those kids to hell, giving them drugs, selling drugs. And brother, we're out there trying to get them for God. We're in a battle. We're in a battle, people. We are in a battle. The battle is raging. One time I preached on top of my van. I was out there somewhere up in Marion, and I was on top of the van preaching like this right here. And I was screaming and I hollering like that. And we were somewhere, I think it was over in Nashville, that's right. And we were at a flea market over there. And I got down, and there's an old man come up to me. And I had no idea who he was. And he looked at me and he said, son, if your God opened your eyes and you could see the demons of hell around you, he said, it'd scare you to death. And I never forgot him saying that. And they're here this morning. The one sitting right here. Trying to get your ones that you can't see them, but they're here. They're trying to distract your mind. They're trying to make you not believe the Bible. They'll tell you stuff while I'm preaching. They're called seducing spirits. And the Bible says, listen, we are in the fight of our lives for our kids and our grandkids and our boys and girls. And I'm telling you, the battles of 2013, they're over. We won some, we lost some. But thank God they're gone now, and we look to the future with a better head on our shoulder, and a greater vision, and a new desire to serve God in 2014. Surely, surely, we'll get some help in 2014. Camp this year was good, but it was a fight. Camp meeting. Some people say it's one of the best camp meetings we've ever had. I don't know. It helped a lot of people. I know that. And it lasted on. It's still going on. Something what God did in the camp meeting. The battles are gone. I want to say secondly this morning, the burdens are gone for this year. Breaks my heart. Last night, this morning, I was praying. I started counting. I mean, I've been pastor of church a long time. It's never been no different. The families that the devil has tore up right here in our church. It's heartbreaking. And it kills the preachers. And it breaks our heart. And we cry. And brother, the devil, you know what the Bible says? The Bible said the devil is as a roaring lion. Now just imagine this morning. Imagine this morning if that door opened and a gigantic, roaring African lion came in this room. You know what we'd do? We'd grab each other. We'd bunch up. We'd get our kids. We'd go. And brother, he's grabbing this one and grabbing that one and ripping them apart. And don't you think he's not after you? The devil's got plans for your marriage to break it up this year if the Lord don't come. When I see the homes have been ripped apart, God didn't do it. God didn't. You know what? Sin in one or the other did it. Sin! 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 Sin is what tears up home. The devil is what tears up home. God's not in a million miles of it. And listen, brother, and if you're a victim of it, I'm not fussing at you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Go and serve God and forget the nut. But I'm telling you something, brother, it shouldn't happen to anybody else. God help us. God help us. God help us. God help us. Listen, God help us. The burdens of 2013. How many of us have been hurt? How many of you have had somebody in your family, somebody that you work with, their family ripped apart, the kids get backslid, the teenagers? How many parents this year have went to sleep to cry and said, "Oh God, I never thought my teenager would do that. I never thought he would do that. I never thought she'd go there. I never thought they'd do drugs. I never thought I'd be having to face this burden." Brother, the burdens of 2013 have been great. They're gone now. They're gone. They're gone. I don't know how many people had a phone call. "Is this so-and-so? Down here at the police station, we have your son or your daughter. They've just been arrested. They've been locked up." That's why I preach, "Come to church every time the door is open." That's why I preach, "Stay close to God." Because the devil was trying to destroy your kids, your family, your marriage, your husband, your wife, your little boys and girls. Brother, we're to fight. We're to fight. That's why we need to keep... I told my girls all their life, "Don't miss church. Don't miss church. Read your Bible every day. Stay close to God. Because you'll be next. You'll be next." Burdens. We lost some good soldiers. Hazel Carswell. Hazel was like a grandmother to me. I loved her. Hazel stuck by me through thick and thin. We saw her go down. I preached her funeral. Brother, you know on TV they always say they have these lists of movie stars and stuff that's died. I think, brother, we all from Hazel, brother Mike, just 2 weeks ago. It ain't really sunk in on me how much I'm going to miss him. He wasn't sitting back there in his seat this morning. Brother Mike, he was little, but he, mighty Mike. He was a mighty man, brother. He was. He's a mighty man. He was little, but buddy, all 95 pounds was dedicated to the Lord. And buddy, he stuck up for me. And he loved our church. Who's going to fill his shoes? What's going to happen? Some of you thugs in here this morning, is this the future we got? Listen, we need some others that'll say, "I'll stand in the gap." That mighty Mike left. That Hazel left. I'm going to be a man of God. Some of you teenagers say, "I'm going to grow up. I'm going to do right." Some of you girls say, "I'm going to live right in 2014. Don't get on this stupid internet and watch videos all night till you're full of lust and full of wickedness and full of that. Stay right with God. Be clean. Do right. And God will bless you." You're going to ruin your life playing around with sin. You're going to ruin it. You're going to ruin it. You teenagers listen to me. You're going to ruin your life. You think you can watch some videos and it gets in you, and then you get with the wrong crowd, then you make the wrong decision, then you marry the wrong person. It's just an endless cycle. One mess right after another. I told somebody this week, I said, "You're better off never to get married than to marry the wrong person and live in sin. Some thug ain't no count, won't even go to church." He said, "Well, I'm working on him. I'm working on him." Listen, he ought to be stronger than you. Girls, I ain't got time to preach on that. I want to say, thirdly, this morning, the blessings are gone. Thank God for the blessings, but they're gone. Son, we had some. We had some shouting time. You know, usually your burdens equal your blessings. Sometimes, you know why the Lord's blessed me? I've had a lot of battles. You got a lot of hard battles, you get a lot of big blessings. You don't fight no battles, you get little blessings. Little battles, little blessings. Big battles, big blessings. Your burdens and battles equal your blessings. And we had some shouting time. I got to see over 100 people saved this year at the altar. At the altar. Not counting some more, you know, got saved in junior church. Not counting those that were saved in different places on the bus route. Stuff like that. Just me preaching. That's not a whole lot, but thank God it's over 100 people, praise God. I got to look at, I preached in 21 churches this year besides this one. During the month of September, I preached 29 times in 30 days. Traveled over 2,000 miles by car. 6 churches besides this one. And on a big day in October, we knocked on 1,080 doors and had a crowd saved on Sunday morning. God bless Shining Light Baptist Church. In spite of our burdens, in spite of our battles, in spite of our failures, in spite of our weaknesses, in spite of all the times I failed Him, God was good to us in 2013. Amen. We got to see a lot of people saved. We got to see, listen, we had 160 on buses last week and over 113 today in a terrible rain, cold December morning. Glory to God, the blessings have been on us in 2013. Hallelujah! I felt good. I've not had to miss a place to preach. God's been good to me. I'm telling you, I fought hell by the half acre, but at the same time, the blessings have been on my life. Hallelujah, glory to God. I say this every once in a while, and I better shut up when I say it. But I've been preaching since I was 19 years old. And I've never, ever, out of thousands, tens of thousands, I've not missed a place to preach one time because of sickness. Sometimes the airplane wouldn't come. Sometimes they'd call it off because of snow. But I've not had to miss church one time since I was 19 years old. You know what that is? That's a miracle. You say, you mean you ain't been sick since you... I didn't say I ain't been sick. I said I ain't had to miss... I preached drunk. I had surgery on Saturday. Come home Saturday evening. I was on crutches when I tore my knee out. And I, some of y'all remember, I said sweat pop. I don't even remember that service. I got... Crystal told me, she said, Brother Danny, you do better drunk. Some preachers do sober. I don't know what they gave me. I come to find out it's some strong. I throw that stuff away. You better off to hurt than become a drug addict. I drove up the road before. When I'd be hurting so bad right in here. Ain't no ache like a heartache. And the whole time the devil would be on my shoulder saying, you ain't preach. Are you? Look what God let happen to you. Here you have tried to live right and look what God. God don't care about you. You can't preach. You ain't even got nothing to say. And everything he was saying, I'd say, that's right. That's right. That's right. God did let this happen. I ain't got nothing to say. And something way, way down in here, I just like, get up and do your best. Get up and do your best. Man, I'd get up and start preaching, and the Lord would just show up all over the place. If we would just get that through our head, y'all. He never said it'd be a blessed rose garden. He didn't say it was always going to be easy. He didn't say it was always going to be a bed of roses. It's not. It's a battle. It's a fight. But thank God the blessings have been on us in 2013. I had no clue in the world
about this internet ministry we got.
Till the other day,
we started getting emails from all over the country, the world. That little boy, some boy over in Tennessee, probably will hit this, made a video called They Sold Their Souls for Hip Hop, and he put tons of hours into that. It's on the internet, and he's got me preaching on hell on the end of it, and he said there are over 100,000 people watching, and he said he gets email like crazy that people got saved. You know, that comes from right. That comes from them guys back there, and them rigged up all that stuff. Tell you something. God's blessed us in 2013. You know what? Still standing here. You're still sitting there. You're still breathing. Your name's still in the book, ain't it?
Yes.
Glory to God, we ain't got nothing to complain about. God's been good to us in 2013. I hope you'll make up your mind. You know I'm going to do this, but I mean, I maybe it's not, but to do better this coming year. I want everybody who's read your Bible through this year to come up here and stand behind me and stand right beside me right now while I'm giving you a few statistics. Let's make a line right here. Stand behind me. The Bible has 1,189 chapters. The Bible has 31,175 verses. The King James Bible has 810,697 words. The Bible has 3,566,480 inspired letters. You say, well, I study the Bible all the time. That don't count. That's just half of it. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. There's people watching you. And if you don't read your Bible, they'll say, well, he don't, so it's all right for me not to. Now listen. You can read the Bible at 10 chapters a day, 3 times in a year. Nobody in here is too busy to do that. You eat an hour a day. 20 minutes, 20 minutes, 20 minutes. I bet you most of you people in here eat more than an hour a day. You can read your Bible 15 minutes a day and read it through next year. You can read 5 chapters in the Old Testament and 5 in the New Testament and go through your Old Testament twice and your New Testament 7 times. If you can't read and you say, I just can't do it, I just can't do it, can you read the New Testament? It's only got 260 chapters. That's 365 days. So that's 0.7 chapters a day. Not even a chapter a day. You can read the whole New Testament next year. Miss Desi, don't you come over there to the piano? Thank God for this good number of people. Turn me up on this one, Brother Andy. I'm going to tell you something this morning. There's been days in 2013, if I hadn't had this, I don't know where I'd be right now. There was a few days when I read it and read it and read it and read it, and God used them words to give me strength to go on. I thank God for His Word. He said, well, I got these kids, and I got, listen, I had 3 and I read through every year. Quit your lying. He said, well, I got to work every day. That's no excuse. None at all. None. You just got, man shall not live. When you get to heaven and Nahum runs up to you and says, did my book help you? You're going to say, who are you? Habakkuk, Obadiah. Let's get it this year. Play, sister. On all y'all, you can just say something. Thank the Lord. Say something about the Word of God. I'm glad I got to. Good things.
Thank the Lord for letting me read my Bible through this year, and I just want to take this time to thank all of y'all for your prayers and the food and the cards and the money, for y'all being with me through all, you know, the thing I've been going through. And I just pray that you'll keep praying for me. I just ask you to keep praying for me. And God's good. He don't let us down. He Amen. Stays right with us.
Amen.
And I love His
word. Amen.
And I'm going to read it again Hallelujah. This year, too.
Amen. Three times this year, y'all. Three times.
I just want to thank the Lord for allowing me to have the opportunity to read our Bibles. I don't know if a lot of us realize how a lot of Christians have perished this year and just really made sacrifices. And we can read our Bible freely, and I think as Christians we should do that. I tell our kids all the time, our four kids, I'm like, don't listen to something somebody tells you. You should know if it's true. You should
That's
read
right.
that Bible.
Right.
Don't take their word for it, because I want to know if Brother Daniel or any other preacher stands in the pulpit and says something that I think, well, that don't sound right, or no, I know that. So I think we should educate ourselves. I think
right.
it's the best education we ever get.
Right.
I thank the Lord for being good to me and just allowing me to read His word, and I just thank Him for everything He's done for me, and I'm going to read it again this year, Lord willing.
Amen. Amen. Dot read hers twice this year, y'all, but she didn't want me to say it.
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me and for looking after me and my family. And
Amen.
We've gone through some, you know, unexpected things this year, but, you know, the Lord's been there with us, and I know He'll always be there with us and our family, and I just thank Him.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Amen.
I just want to thank the Lord for letting me read His word again. I've got it with me.
Amen.
I walked up here with it.
Woo!
It's rode to my side, really. It is. Wherever I am, I want my word. Oh, when I was so sick, I couldn't read my word. So Terry would come to the hospital and read. I just wanted to hear it. And then when I got home, I was still so sick, I couldn't lift my head up hardly. So Roy brought his laptop up here, and he set it on the side of the bed, and it had God's Word
Amen.
On it.
Amen.
And I just roll over on my side and open up the Word. And I just read along with the, I don't know who the man was reading, but I read it too. That's
Amen.
How I got through, because I got behind when
Amen.
I did.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
The Lord blessed me. He healed
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
And I praise Him.
Amen.
Give Him all the honor and glory.
Glory to God.
I love Him. I love Him with all of my heart. And I just thank Him for everything He's done for me.
Amen.
And I plan on reading my word again this year.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
I grew up on the word. My daddy made sure I grew up on the word. And I want to thank Brother Danny, because so many years ago, I think it was probably, I'm going to be finished in just a second.
Goodbye.
Probably in 1979. Brother Danny challenged us to read our Bibles through every year. And I started then, and I've done it every year.
Amen.
The Old Testament once, and the New Testament two or three, whatever it was. And Ruth is my favorite book. So I read it a bunch.
Hallelujah. That's great. Isn't that great? God bless you, sister. I'm glad you're feeling better. Amen.
I just want to thank the Lord for allowing me to read my Bible through. And I finished it for the second time this morning. I got a little behind. Christmas, I was in the middle of Isaiah, so I had to read a lot this week. You can do it.
You
have to. I mean, there's always going to be something else. Else to do. I timed myself a couple times. I wanted to just to see the average I can read. I was reading, and I'm an average reader, I guess, moderate. 40 minutes to read 5 chapters. You know, some of them are long, some of them are, you know, pretty quick. But I mean, it can be done.
Amen.
If you read 4 chapters a day, you can get it less than an hour, and then you'll have time left over.
Amen.
I just hope I can be encouragement to somebody. You can read this, and you should. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, brother.
Well, I thank the Lord for the ability to be able to read and see my Bible. I watch a lot of camp meeting videos, and I watched one with the Enlighteners, and they were talking, they have 16 books that make up their Braille Bible. And I'm glad my eyes work.
Amen.
And this book has prompted me and Jeremy through battles with our girls. And I thank God that my son has been the man that he's been.
Amen.
But that's because of the Lord and because of Jeremy. But I'm glad that I have my Bible, that I can read it. And I appreciate the encouragement from Brother Danny, Miss Millie, and especially Miss Thielman. She's always encouraging
Amen.
Your Bible to be read. And I
Praise
appreciate
Lord.
That because I need that on
Amen.
A daily basis.
Amen.
And I thank you, Miss Phyllis.
Amen, Michelle. God bless you.
First of all, I want to thank God for saving my soul, and I thank Him for letting me have another year to read my Bible. You know, I've been coming here for about 4 years now, and Brother Danny, I really appreciate him. He really encouraged us to read our Bible, and I just want to thank him, and I want y'all to continue praying for us. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, sister.
I'd like to thank the Lord for saving me, and amen. My wife and I have been reading the Bible together this year.
That's great. Amen.
It's just been a great way for us to spend time together and be with the Lord, and it's really been a blessing.
Amen. Isn't that great?
I just want to say I thank the Lord for saving me and for, you know, Terry got saved here a couple of years ago.
Hallelujah.
You know, he was raised Jehovah's Witness, and so he had a lot of different beliefs, and, you know, it was Brother Danny's preaching that brought him to the Lord, and this year, you know, he's always seen me read my Bible, and I said, why don't we read it together? And, you know, there were challenges with the two-year-old, you know, there was times that, you know, Malachi would have to watch him while we would be able to read and everything, but I just want to thank the Lord for everything he's done, and thank Brother Danny for encouraging me. You know, I had never, even though I'd been raised in church my whole life, I'd never, you know, read the Bible through until we started coming to Shine and Light about 11 years, well, Malachi was 18 months old, so. But anyway, you know, I had never read the Bible through, and then Brother Danny, you know, challenged us to do it. And there have been a few years that I've missed, but only a couple times, and I just want to thank him for saving me.
Amen.
For Brother Danny.
Amen, sister. Isn't that great? Husband and wife, you read that thing together. Read that thing together. It's hard to be mad at somebody and read the Bible with them for 15 minutes. You start reading some of that. Go ahead.
I want to thank the Lord, first of all, for saving me and for the opportunity to read the Bible through. And I just about finished up the Old Testament again. And I love the church, and I love y'all.
Amen.
Well, I guess first off, I just want to thank the Lord for saving me. And, you know, like so many, I would imagine most of y'all, every year, you know, we always hear this message at the end of the year, you know, those that have read their Bible. And I always wanted to be able to raise my hand, but never could. In the first of the year, I'd get started, I'm going to be faithful, and I start reading. And that lasts about 3 or 4 weeks, and then I get backslid, and I'm going to do it, but just don't ever get around to doing it. And actually, I did that same thing again this year. And then about March, I don't know what message, whatever inspired me, but we all have battles that we go through. And anyway, just something clicked, and I just made it a goal. I wanted to get closer to the Word.
Yes.
I mean, so many chapters. Yeah, I didn't know Nahum or any of these other guys. But I just wanted to be able to say that if the Lord did call me home.
There you go.
Amen. I wanted to be able to say that at least I read His Word.
Amen, brother. That's,
I'm so thankful that I can stand up
amen,
here.
Yes, brother.
I feel very humbled. But I just want to thank Him for loving me and thank Him for my family. My boys mean everything to me in my life. And I'm just so thankful
Lord
for this
God.
Church.
Thank Amen. God. Amen. Appreciate that, brother. That's a special blessing, isn't it? I think it was Carrie. Not even Carrie. Somebody told me that Debbie put on Nosebook one day. That's why she ain't read hers this year. For some reason, most of y'all. It was a blessing or something like that to get up in the morning and see her husband out on the deck reading the Bible. And God knows. Listen, people, we as independent Baptists, Bible, the danger we have, y'all, you hear it so much and hear it so much, you get hard to it. There's people that go to dead, cold Presbyterian churches that read the Bible all the time. Like Wednesday night. We had church Wednesday night on Christmas night. Now, I don't fuss at nobody. You visit family and friends. I ain't mad at you or nothing. You wouldn't believe what a crowd we had here Wednesday night. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And somebody told me, they said, there ain't nobody going to come to church on Wednesday night. You should have been here. It was a big crowd. We had a time. For all of us redneck rejects that ain't got nobody that cares about us, we came here and had church. And we had a great time. And then I heard the Catholic Church on TV, on Fox News, they're talking about all the Catholic churches met and had church on Christmas Day. And we independent Baptists think you're crazy for doing it. Ain't something messed up about that. There's something messed up. Surely you ain't going to have it on Christmas. And the Catholics did it. What in the world? We let the devil trick us. We let the devil trick us. But I want to challenge you. You can read 5 chapters a day. And the Old Testament once, New Testament twice. You can read 4 a day and read the whole thing. If you get behind, you can catch up. Make up your mind right now. I'm going to read it through in 2014. Start Wednesday morning. I'll be going to Alabama. I'll probably have to ride that bus. And I'll be reading my Bible on the way down there. Because I got a motel down there and I got to go straight and preach when we get there. I'll get my chapters in by God's grace. There's been times when I'm so sleepy, I've walked the floor trying to get my chapters in. You said, you didn't get nothing out of it. No, but it was going in me. And God looks at your heart. And He'll bless you if you do that. All right? Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I want to challenge each one of you now. Be back this evening. I've got a special message on my heart for tonight. Come praying. Y'all, Tim didn't mention his mother, but his mother's been having some physical illness, and we need to pray for her this morning. And a lot of people need our prayers. Diane Messer is still sick, and let's remember her in prayer. Don't miss tonight. Now the sun's out, the rain's over. It's going to be a beautiful evening to come back to church. So come here and be the last service of 2013. Come, we'll shout it out and have some testimonies and have the victory tonight. So come on, let's stand, please. We'll be dismissed in a word of prayer. After this, shake hands with one another. Everybody bow your head. Jeremy, you dismiss us. Everybody, fellas.